Yes, Lord Jesus, today we celebrate you on this Easter day. You are the mighty King, the Saviour risen from the dead. And we look to you now in this moment and give you our worship. Amen. Amen. Do please sit down. The good news message of Jesus, Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Well, good morning, everyone. And it's super to see you today on this Easter day. May God bless us as we think about the meaning of Jesus' resurrection. His coming back to life from the dead is good news, something to celebrate. And in today's Bible reading, that second Bible reading from Acts, we see that it can be good news for people of all nationalities. It can be good news for people from any country. And this includes British people. Even for us here in Essex, it's good news. Peter was one of Jesus' 12 main messengers, the 12 apostles. Peter was Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. And Jesus came to bring the good news message to the Jewish people, but it didn't stop there. And in the weeks and months after Jesus' resurrection, the message started to go out. It started to break out of the Jewish community. So the coming of Jesus was a time of inclusion into God's kingdom. Now let me see if I can get my clicker to work. Here we go. This is what Peter said. It's the first verse of today's reading, verse 34. Now I realize how true it is that God doesn't show favoritism, but accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what is right. So the message of Jesus is good news for people of any and every nationality. This message, which started 2,000 miles away in Judea, Galilee, Jerusalem, on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea, it's come all the way here to Fordham and Atash Green and to Colchester. It's good news for us. And for the next few minutes, let's explore this good news message about Jesus. Here I've got three baskets, and there are objects in each of them to help us think about Peter's message. And during my talk, I'm going to ask a different individual to come and find out what's in the basket, mainly looking for the younger people here today to do that, but also perhaps the young at heart. So we'll see how we go with that. So I've got three points for today. Firstly, the message of Jesus' life. Okay, well, I'm looking for really someone quite young, ideally someone up to about the age of 8. Possibly 9, who'd like to come and open the first basket. Do you want to put your hand up if you'd like to come and see what's in the first basket? Ben, great. Come on up. So, do you want to open that up and see what's in there?
I've got a heartbeater. It tests your heart to see how fast your heart's beating.
Very good. And what else is in there? Oh, there's an egg. You can keep that. Do you want to put that on? I don't know if it'll fit you. What's that? He's doing very well. Yes, he's a little bit small. Okay, so you keep that on, hold on to that. So we've got a heartbeater, and we've also got a doctor's coat. Let's give a big hand to Ben. You can go and sit down. So So those are the first things, because Jesus was a healer. He made people well. He was like a doctor who cured people. But Jesus didn't use medicines and medical equipment like the stethoscope. He could heal people simply by speaking words of command. Verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. God's Holy Spirit was at work in Jesus in a special way so that Jesus could heal people and release them from the suffering of their sicknesses. And when we read about Jesus' life in the four Gospels, we find that Jesus could heal people in ways that doctors and hospitals can't do even today. He healed a man who was born blind. He brought a man back to life who'd been dead for 4 days. The man's name was Lazarus. Peter knew that Jesus had healing power, which was real, because he saw it happen with his very own eyes. Peter was what we call today an eyewitness. On one occasion, his mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Jesus came to Peter's house. He bent over the sick woman, rebuked the fever, and it left her immediately. Peter was a witness of the amazing good things which Jesus did. He went around doing good and healing many. And this shows us Jesus' power and authority over sickness. So the message of Jesus' life and the good things that he did show us that we should take time to listen to him and to consider carefully the meaning of his life. And I want to encourage you to read one of the four Gospels of Jesus to find out more about him. We've got some copies of John's Gospel on the table by the entrance. They're free, and you're welcome to take one if you would like to read it. So the message of Jesus' life. Secondly, the message of Jesus' death and resurrection. Peter goes on to tell us how some of the Jews in Jerusalem got Jesus killed. Verse 39. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. He's talking about Jesus dying on the cross being made of the wood of a tree. And from one angle, this was a very bad thing to happen. Jesus came to the Jewish people, his own people, doing good, healing many. But some of them wanted to get rid of him by killing him. And that's what happened. Jesus died on Good Friday. But God had a plan. Jesus was so powerful that not even death could defeat him. God raised him from the dead on the third day. And this is the event that we especially celebrate today on Easter Sunday, Jesus coming back to life from the dead. This is why Easter is a celebration day, a good news day, and a day for joy. The resurrection was the greatest sign of Jesus' life. And it shows us again that we should pay careful attention to him. We know that normally dead people don't come back to life. Everybody knows that. But Jesus did. Now, some people find it hard to believe that Jesus came back to life from the dead. And perhaps that's the way it is for you. If you feel like that, then Peter gives you a reason to believe. And I need somebody to come and see what's in the second basket. Put your hand up if you'd like to come and have a look. Great. Up you come, Luca. I didn't specify the age range this time. Let's see what's in here.
Sparkling natural mineral water.
You can keep that.
Oh, thank you, yeah. I'll eat that, like, now.
What have you got there?
Responsibly sourced breaded 30 cod fillet fish fingers by Sainsbury's.
Very good.
Sorry.
Just say what that was again. Right.
They cook from frozen in 12 minutes.
Great.
So we've got water and fish fingers, interestingly.
There's a number two as well.
Thank you, Luca. A big hand for our second volunteer. Do you want to go and sit down? No, you can't. Be grateful for the egg. The reason that we can believe that Jesus really came back to life from the dead is because a number of people saw him alive after his resurrection. And Peter was one of them. Again, he was an eyewitness. These people didn't just see him in the distance, a murky, hazy figure. They saw him close up. And they had meals with him, eating and drinking. And that's why we have the fish fingers and the water in the basket. Listen to what Peter says. Verse 41. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So Peter, who's giving the talk in today's Bible reading, in the book of Acts, was an eyewitness of Jesus after he rose back to life. He ate and drank with Jesus. Probably not fish fingers, as they, I don't think, had been invented then, but certainly fish. And one time they ate a meal together on the beach early in the morning. Some of you may know the story. Jesus had got a fire going and was barbecuing fish. And then the disciples who'd been fishing came ashore and they enjoyed breakfast together, eating and drinking. So Peter didn't just see Jesus in his dreams. It wasn't a mystical resurrection. It wasn't just a vision. Peter saw him flesh and blood. Jesus came back to life with a real body which could eat food and drink liquid. So we can believe Peter that this really happened because he was an eyewitness. Death was not the end for Jesus. He really came back to life. And this again points us to how important Jesus is. God is saying Jesus is really important. Look at him, study his life. So I want to encourage you to take time this Easter to wonder and marvel at Jesus resurrected from the dead. Thirdly and finally, the message of Jesus's apostles. Peter explains that the message from God is one of peace through Jesus Christ, a message of peace, a message of peace with God. This is what Peter says, verse 43. Everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Peace with God comes by believing in Jesus. Let's have a look in the third basket. I need a third and final volunteer. Great, why don't you come up? Have a look in there. So what have you got there?
A hammer.
A hammer, good.
And what's the other thing?
A notebook, and it has something.
It's a small notebook, that's right. And what's your name?
Olivia Walker.
Olivia, that's
and
great.
And there's an egg.
There's an egg for you.
Yes.
So we've got a small hammer and notebook. Thanks very much, Olivia. Yeah. A small hammer and a notebook. Okay. Peter explains that Jesus commanded him and the other apostles to preach, and the message that Jesus gave them is in verse 42. Jesus is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. That's why we've got the judge's hammer, known as a gavel. And in a court today, many of you will know that a judge has that to keep order in the courtroom. God had chosen Jesus to be the judge of humanity. And Peter says the judge of the living and the dead, people who are alive at the moment, so all of us, but also people who've already died. And this is why there is a notebook in the basket. Imagine that this is Judge Jesus' legal notebook, and it's got all the things which we've done wrong written in it. Things like ignoring God and worshipping other things instead of him. Typically today, money. It's got an account of any money we've stolen, or the tax return we might have cheated on. It contains details of times we bullied people at school or at the place where we work. It has a record of times you got drunk on too much alcohol. These things are in the notebook, along with many others. Jesus is a judge. And this is good news because it means that God cares about justice. And a day is coming when justice will be done. But it doesn't sound like good news to those of us who are honest, because we know that we do wrong things which Jesus should rightly judge us for. The justice will come upon us. Then Peter explains the good news of peace with God through Jesus. Jesus, who's the resurrected judge, is also the resurrected savior. Everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. God's justice comes through Jesus, and so does God's forgiveness. They both come from Jesus. Using the notebook as a picture again, through Jesus, the record of our sins can be torn out, so that there's nothing left for Jesus to judge. Everyone who believes in Jesus' name receives the forgiveness of sins. This is the good news of Jesus. And Peter tells us what we need to do for our sins to be forgiven. It's there in the verse. We need to believe in Jesus. There it is. Peter began his message by saying that God doesn't show favoritism, but accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Well, at the end of his speech, he shows us that the way to fear God and the way to do what is right is to believe in Jesus, the judge and savior that God has appointed. And Peter uses the word in that verse, everyone. That is a wonderful word. The message of Jesus' apostles is that forgiveness is available to everyone who believes, not just certain types of people, not just religious people, not just men, but women and boys and girls, not just Jewish people, but people from any nationality, not just rich people. Your wealth or poverty doesn't matter. It's for everyone. Everyone who believes can be forgiven through the resurrected Jesus. So in summary, the message of Jesus' life is that he was a good man who healed many in amazing ways. The message of his death and resurrection is that he really died and he really came alive on the third day. In these things, God is showing us that we should pay careful attention to Jesus. And the message of his apostles is that everyone who believes in Jesus can have peace with God. So on this Easter day, I want to encourage you to believe in Jesus. Put your faith in him afresh for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the wonderful good news message of Easter. Let's have a moment of quiet just for you to reflect on your own about Acts chapter 10, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Easter day, we remember and celebrate Jesus, the resurrected King. We thank you for him and praise you, celebrating the fact that you gave him to the world. Thank you for his power to heal. Thank you for his amazing resurrection. And in this moment, we put our trust in him and say that we believe in him afresh. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins that you give us in his name. Amen.